Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 333 for Monday, April 4th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Monday morning, taking strength from gains in vegetable oil. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2.50 higher, with the May contract checking in at $480.40 a ton. That's up $1.30. The U.S. soy complex was higher, which added to the upside. The Canadian dollar continues to show weakness relative to its American counterpart, which made canola more attractive to domestic crushers and out-of-country buyers. Some parts of Western Canada are still too dry, which was supportive. However, large supplies of soybeans from South America continue to cast a bearish tone over the market. Farmer selling is steady as producers take advantage of higher prices, and the technical bias is to the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were hovering around unchanged with the May contract at $9.19 a bushel. The market continues to receive support from the USDA's prediction that acreage will be smaller than last year. Technical buying was also a feature. However, large global supplies of soybeans did cap the upside. Corn was 1 cent lower, with the May contract checking in at $3.53 a bushel. The market is still under pressure from last week's USDA report, which called for U.S. farmers to plant a lot more corn than last year. The market will likely stay lower compared to wheat. However, corn has fallen considerably since last week, so some upside could be on the way. U.S. wheat was 1 cent weaker, with the May contract checking in at $4.75 a bushel. Large global supplies pressured the market. Last week's report called for smaller acreage than expected, and that lent the wheat market some strength. The bias is still pointed higher. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, April 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.